Yes, Lord.
Stand you, O God. Lord, we come, O God, to reference you this morning. We come to reference you this morning. Over our children, we thank you, Lord. Over our friends, we thank you, God. Over our loved one, we thank you, O God. Over our family, we thank you, O God. Likasho brede de de de. Ibranda koshota gado gado gede. Ibaro da yagada. Hey, kayam brother. Hey, leye gade brede gede. Hey, le barada koshe le gede. In Jesus' majestic name we worship. Our Lord and our Father, we want to appreciate you this morning. Because, Lord, there is none like unto thee, not to compare to you. Lord, you have done what we cannot fathom in our eyes before. You are God that do things again and again. We come to you this morning. Perfect our life in the name of Jesus. Do what we cannot do for ourselves. And let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Before we start to pray, I want to give us the preamble of what we need to pray. We are dealing with foundational issues. We are dealing with when there is a pattern. When there is issues in the family that you know, hey, my uncle suffered this, my auntie suffered it, I am already smelling it. Hallelujah. You know, these issues happen in the family. Virtually everybody you can know experience it. Maybe only one person escaped. Let me give you just a little preamble. Abraham had issues with family issues. He had delay in having children. Isaac had the same delay because Rebecca had to pray. Rachel had the same delay. And that is what. When you look at Abraham married a wife. They gave her housemaid to be the second. Luckily, Isaac escaped it. You would think that is enough, but that was never enough. When Jacob would take it, Jacob married two sisters from the same family, and each of them come with housemaid. So marry four wives. So, instead of getting better, it always gets worse. And that is why we need to pray. In the book of Psalm 11, verse 3, it says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? When Judah, the son of Abraham, would do his own was the worst. Let's say he had two sons. He used his own hand to bury his two sons so that pattern can be established. Listen to me. It's not about the, but he had to now marry the wife that killed the two sons. The same woman that the two sons died on was the one who had the baby for the father-in-law. Because pattern hides. Pattern comes in diverse way. So if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That is what the Bible asks that question. If you look through that same chapter, there was no answer. And listen to me, patterns do not go away on his own. I know I was consumed with the prayer of today. Yesterday, I slept a bit early, around 6, 7. I was already in bed, woke up around 10, and I didn't sleep till about 5 this morning. But while I just had a brief sleep, there are two major dreams I had. The first one, I saw chain on legs of people. And the chain was, you see grandfather like 4 generations. So you see older up to the womb. And instead of the chain to become, you know, instead of the chain to be smaller, as it get done, the chain become bigger. You know, so that, I don't know, it's like if they use a chain of 8 rings to do grandfather, by the time it get to the grandchildren, it was like a chain of 64. So, which means God was telling me the power that old people don't get tougher as it go, until somebody stand up and says enough is enough. So what we are trying to pray today is ability to release ourselves from ancestral yokes and burdens. Ancestral yokes and burdens. I think in the book of John 11:44, the Bible was talking about Jesus when they called Lazarus out. They said it was burned on the face hand and foot. Face, hand, and foot. One of these days, we are going to use those three to pray. On the hand, when somebody is burned on the hand, the only thing you can do, or the leg, the only thing you can do is to hop. So you are hopping without progress. Walking without progress. That is that. It's the hand. That means it cannot use the hand to produce anything. When somebody is burned in the face, you are just walking aimlessly. All those things, God needs to break them for us today in the name of Jesus. If you can disagree with the enemy, then you can pull through today. I don't see anything difficult in what we are praying today. But at the same time, it's difficult. Yesterday, I was talking to us. I said, on Thursday, when we were praying, if two of you shall agree concerning anything, Matthew 18:19, if the two of you shall agree concerning anything, we are more than two here. So if we all agree that we don't want patterns in our family to continue, then we can pray too. Now, patterns does not mean the pattern that is the important. It is the effects of the pattern. was it on Sunday? I was saying it here. A family where, was it Sunday or two Sundays ago? A family where the grandfather went to a town's meeting. The grandfather went to town's meeting in the east and slept off when they were distributing lands. And he slept off. I've shared it in this church. He slept off. So they distributed because the man was drunk. He had a bit of tipsy of alcohol. So when they were at the time to go, let's go and share the land, the man was already drunk. And he slept. And so they shared. So his family had no inheritance. Now, this is not 200 years, this is not 300 years, this years, years ago. But the great-grandchildren had 3 boys, working so hard, had good money. But they left home. One is here, one is in Germany, one is in the U.S. And the 3 of them are struggling to get paper because of issues of the bondage. What am I saying is this. Don't let us be ignorant of it. How do you link somebody losing land in the village to having your stay in UK? But is it related? It is. Because the Bible says, wherever the sole of your feet has touched, I have given it to you. So the feet of their father touched the village ground. It was not given. So how will the great-grandchildren touch London or America or Germany and get it? So what I'm saying is there are some things we are struggling with. Hallelujah. There are some things we are struggling with that we need to pray today. Please sincerely pray it. If you are joining hands with somebody, join hands and pray. If you are praying alone, pray, cry to God. And I am tired. Listen, I am tired of some things. I am tired. You know, there are some of us that celebrate mediocrity. In my office on Thursday with Pastor and his wife and my wife were talking about an issue. The person does not even see it as an issue as we saw it. You understand? And people celebrate issues that don't want it. You know, you are crying for somebody and the person is sipping coke with it. What does it? This thing is destroying your life and you don't see it the way people see it. Listen, at times it's not that person. It is the power behind it. And every power that is locking you in, I break you free from it today in the name of Jesus. Every power of the enemy that bind your legs, that bind your hands and close your eyes, I break it up today in the name of Jesus. What I'm saying is this, the devil is cunning, the devil is useless, the devil will do anything to make you believe you are doing okay. Hallelujah. Have you seen somebody you are giving money to? And he's still for me. Somebody who cannot feed themselves, he cannot buy, you are the one feeding them, and they are still for me. Hallelujah. A lady went from here home, and he got home, and he saw his two sisters. They have no job, they have nothing. He's the one paying their rent, he's the one paying all their bills from here. And they told her, sis, the way your dress is not good, you can't follow us to go out. Hallelujah. The person who is doing the work, who is paying their bill, came home, and you are now saying, the way you dress, doesn't, no, that's not the way we dress here. They are still for me. We rather cancel that thing than me for me to open my mouth against somebody who is. What I'm saying is this. There are people who don't understand spiritual things. This is not physical things we are talking. This is spiritual. Give me Galatians 3, 13 to 14. We'll soon pray. He said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. The law is what happened in our family. Be made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that is hung on the tree. So the death of Jesus Christ on the tree has set us free. He said that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of spirit through faith. So all this is indeed a way of setting us free. The enemy will do anything to silence us. Please understand this. When Pharaoh was afraid in the book of Exodus, he said every little child should be killed because he knew they are getting stronger. So when the enemy saw that you are getting stronger, they can do anything. Please understand, enemy, when they see you getting stronger, they can do it. Pharaoh said, he called out the midwife, he said, you midwife, I turn you to, what do you call it now? Executioner. Serial killer. Any child that is born that is a boy, just kill them. Any child that is born, just kill them. So when you see Moses grew up without his mate. There was no playmate for Moses. So there are Egyptians that are born at that time. But every Israelite that born at that time, at the age of Moses, none. That is a boy. The same thing happened in the time of Jesus. In the time of Jesus, the Herod said, hey, kill every young boy. So Jesus has no playmate at the same time. Kill every small boy in the city. And they start killing every young man because somebody is scared of what will happen. So when you look at it, the typology of Moses, the typology of Jesus is Moses. And so you see the killing of people alone. So things still happen. I am explaining this because I want you to pray with anger. I want you to pray with anger. There are things I'm praying. It's like I just discovered it. Me and my wife was talking about it 2 weeks ago, and we are still praying it. I saw my mom raise a lot of children. You raise them, they get to, when they have their freedom, they never look back to say, oh, thank you, man. They never come back to say, oh, you have been a great help to us. They just disappear. And I begin to see in my own life, in ministry, you stand with somebody, you see them through, they get well standing, it is then they realize they belong to beggar church. You know, I begin to look at that pattern. And I ask questions. It happens to my father. It happens to my mother. So I'm seeing it in my own life. I say, no, no, no. This cannot, I sat with my wife down and said, these issues, we need to pray it. Pattern can be in any form. Pattern can be in any form. You earn big money, you can't explain it. Hallelujah. Pattern can be in any form. Hallelujah. So somebody needs to grow in faith today and say, no, I release myself from this bondage. Any bondage it can be. Any bondage. Some people, they can work for anybody and the company will be succeeding. When they are there, every customer is coming left, right, and center. Let them start their own. Nobody will show. It is a pattern. Pattern of laboring for others and not for yourself. But whatever is attacking your prayer life, it will die today in the name of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus will free you from it today in the name of Jesus. So what I'm saying in essence is patterns are real. Patterns are real. If you are lucky, you still have your parents. I'm not as lucky, I don't have my dad and mom anymore. If you are lucky to have elderly people in your family, look at their lifestyle. Is there anything that happened to them that is happening to me? Then deal with it. Don't think it goes on. It doesn't go away on its own. In fact, Jesus said some things. I mean, God said something in the book of Leviticus. Also, there's part of it in Genesis. He said, it takes 4 generations to go. Now, that 4 generations, it will disappear after 4 generations if nobody had to eat. If somebody had to eat, it will be the 4th generation begin again. So it can run 20 generations. It can run 30 generations. My wife will say 3 generations cannot be poor. I have seen 10 generations that are poor. So ideally is that after the 3rd generation, somebody should become rich. But the 2nd generation that's supposed to just run the pattern, make it harder, and it become worse. Hallelujah. It become worse. So it is important for somebody today to just say, Lord, I am tired. If you are like me, I'm just tired. There are some things I'm tired about. There are some things I am tired about. I hope somebody will pray. There are 3 areas that patterns lay heavily on. Number 1 is raising children. Raising children, it just makes it harder and harder and harder. You begin to look at it and say, why is this? Check yourself first. It will help you to pray. When you are being raised or when your wife is being raised, what were the issues? What were the issues your parents encounter? So when you are encountering it, go on your knee and pray. Hallelujah. And you say, no, system will normalize it. System will not normalize it. Next generation will be worse. And that's why somebody needs to pray. When my boys were growing up and they were 12, at some point I would lock myself in the room and I would cry. Was I like this? I can't even remember myself. 90% of what my boys did, I never tried any of it. But there are some few things I just see the pattern. I was talking to a young man. The child does not enjoy bathing. We've been running away from bathing. I said, when you are young too, what happened? They will pursue. You can run naked on the whole street to run away from bathing. Now your child does not want to bath. It's a pattern. Pastor Ade Farasi said something. He said his son, we hang in the bathroom and hung the shower, but we stay in the corner. Water will not touch his body. He will run it like 20 minutes. Then before he come out, he said they are perceiving some odor. This boy is smelly. He said he's bad. So one day the father hide something in the bathroom to check. And so the boy just on the shower, sit in the bathroom, he sit on the toilet, let the shower run. And then he now table sponge by the towel to clean his face, and he came out. He was preaching and he was sharing it. So he said he remembered his own time, how he used to do it. What am I saying? As little as that, pattern can repeat itself. Pattern You know what? Please, you don't need to answer. It may be only me. How many of us are doing some things that you hate? You hate what you are doing yourself. You are doing something. You hated it. You don't. You have talked to yourself. You talk to yourself that I will not do this thing again, and you still find yourself doing it. It's going to stop by the grace of God. Let's rise on our feet. If you understand what we are saying, let's rise on our feet to pray. Let's rise on our feet to pray. I want you to begin to thank God that you are alive to recognize every issues we are dealing with today. I want you to just thank God. Lord, thank you that you did not allow pattern to kill me. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't allow me to die before I lay hold on the issue that is fighting me. I want you to just pray for yourself. Just cry to God tonight. Cry to God this morning. Oh, Lord, I want to thank you that I am alive to deal with patterns in my life. I am alive to put an end to every issue that is militating against my life. Everything that is stopping me from manifesting, I want to thank you, God. Everything that is stopping me from manifesting the glory of the Lord, anything that is not making me to achieve my total potential in life, Lord, I want to appreciate you this morning. I want to thank you this morning. In Jesus' majesty name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. As I pray this morning, every area where my father struggled, every area where my mother struggled, that I'm already struggling in, oh God of heaven, set me free this morning. Deliver me by your blood. Open your mouth. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Deliver me, oh God. Every area where I struggle, every area where my mother struggled, that I'm already struggling. Lord, this is the end of the month of August. Set me free, oh God. Set me free, oh God. Mokotonde barodogo shogede. Lord, set me free, oh God. Baba, set me free, oh God. Every area, malika tebregede. Every struggles of my mother that is repeated itself in my life. Every struggles of my father that is already repeating itself in my life. Mande kote yegede degede. He broke a shalegede. Oh God, deliver me this money. Oh God, deliver me this money. Oh God, deliver me this money. Maroka shalegede. He brekede goshukada. La bada da 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 da. He brekede. Maroto yagada. Deliver me, oh God, this money. Every area, we are my mother struggle, and I begin to see the same struggle in my life. Oh God, my father, Baruta Yadugudo, Ibre Gede Gede, Baruto Yegede Gede Gede, Ibre Gede Gede Gede, Ibre Gede Gede, Marada Dada, Baruto Kesha Gede. Pray for yourself this morning, pray for yourself this morning, pray for yourself this morning. Bontatu Kate Kete, Ibre Gede Gede, Barada Dada Dada, Ibre Gede. Which junction arise my mother? Which junction arise my daddy? And is about to arise me. I stop it this morning. I stop it this morning. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every power in my father's house that says I must repeat the mistake of my father, that says I must repeat the mistake of my mother. By fire, I separate myself today. By fire, I separate myself today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. I separate myself by fire. I separate myself by fire. Every power, every orchestration of the wicked that says I must repeat. every mistake of my mother, every mistake of my father, every unwritten code that determine how I must behave, that determine how I must perform, I cancel this money. I cancel this money. I purge myself out of every evil, that established from my father, from my mother. Mandeko to yegede, ibre de baroko shalegede. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. So shall it be in Jesus' name. We are going to see pray. Every covenant that established evil, every covenant that established evil in your father's house, every covenant that established evil in your mother's house. Hallelujah. On Thursday, we are praying about taboo. A war. Taboo. Taboo are things that establishes. Taboo are things that make things to stay. In this house, nobody must eat, nobody must eat okra. I don't know. Nobody must eat okra. Nobody must eat this. Nobody must eat that. But today, the Lord will deliver you in the name of Jesus. Some people, if you have a baby, you must not eat salt. Or there's something, they still do it in UK. Who started it? Nobody knows. If a woman is pregnant, they put pin by their clothes. You are told. You tie stone by your clothes, or you put pain so that when you are walking in the afternoon. So you see a well-educated woman who has no idea. Somebody just, if you are going outside, do tie pain or put a tiny stone, tie around your clothes. You don't know. Which evil I see? See, you see what happened is a covenant that establishes it, you key yourself into it. The moment you follow that law, you have anything that happened to them will happen to you. What happened is now you are establishing the life of that little child into the same evil covenant. So some of you will intentionally put a pain and just abandon the pain. Even when you are not pregnant, you still put the pain. So what this does is to establish, because you don't even know what started it. You just follow. That is how a convent. Now, okay, if you come to UK, you are driving, you can't drive. Do it that by the light or the left. You drive to the right hand side. It's a covenant. If you try to drive to the left, everybody will shout on you. In the spirit, when you have abide with something, you are not praying for something, the spirit is shouting on you. You already agree. You are now part of all. Now understand, there is no barrier in the spirit. I am in London, I am in Ghana, I am in Sierra Leone. That's not, in the spirit has no limitation. It's just like just a brother, please. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray. Every covenant that has held me bound. Say with me, my father, my father. My father, my father. As I pray this morning, every covenant that has held me bound, every evil covenant that established the problem I'm going through, oh God of heaven, I pull myself out of it by fire. I pull myself out of it by fire. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Every evil covenant, every negative covenant, every covenant that establishes what I'm going through, I break myself free from it this morning. I break myself free from it this morning. I break myself free from it this morning. Every evil covenant, every wicked covenant, every unsolicited covenant, manda togodo, edebre goshogede, baroto ya la 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 la, every evil covenant that has held me back, that is delaying my progress, I break myself free from it, 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 every wicked covenant, Makando yegedegedegede, ibregedegede, every wicked covenant, boto tako togede, ibregedegodo, maroko shelegedegedegede, ibradadadadada, ibakashelegede, ibredededede, moko shelegada, ibaradadadadada, ibregedegedegede, ibrededededede, manto kashala gadogodo, ibrededede, ibroko shelegede, in Jesus' name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, every chain that tied me to my ancestors, every chain that tied me to evil foundation, every chain that tied me to evil pattern, I break myself free. I break myself loose by the power of Holy Ghost. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Break yourself loose from every chain. Every chain. Chain in my leg. Chain in my hand. That tie me to ancestors. That tie me to evil covenant. That tie me to evil pattern. I break myself free. 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 Every chain, every wicked chain, every wicked chain, every wicked chain. I break myself free. I break myself free. Manda do good. I break myself free from every evil chain, every wicked chain. I break myself free. I am loose from every chain that tied me to my grandfather, every wicked chain that tied me to my grandmother. I break myself free. I am free. I am free. I am free. I will not follow every evil pattern. I will not follow any wicked pattern. I break myself free. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am free. He can borrow the degado. He bred degade. He bred degado. Maroto kedegade. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray. Every power that says we should not enjoy marriage, we are going to cry on that. We are going to take it. About 5 or 7 of them. You say, listen, there are some family, there's no amount of riches they have. Marriage will always have a comma. If it is not delay, it is mistakenly having multiple children. They were asking one man, what happened? Kilo de 6 children, 4 mothers. He said, I don't know. You can blame him. You can say, oh, it's reckless, it's something. There are some people who tie their face, they don't know. They will do evil before their eyes close. There are something that says they will not enjoy marriage. And you see some old men, it is when they are old, they're supposed to enjoy marriage. What they did when they were young will now be counting on them. Because the woman you did not look after when you were young, how do you expect that woman to stay with you when you are 70? So the woman will now say, I'd rather go and stay with my children. At least, we don't even know how many, we only discover four other children. I only have two. We discover four. What property do you have that I will sit with? Maybe by the time you die, it will be 20. And so you see men struggling at the end because it's a pattern. One of my wife's friend's dad worked all his life, retired principal, doing everything, do everything right. But the old age, he will carry plate, go to cash machine. He will be shouting at everybody. My children are abroad, though. And all the children are abroad. They are the one who put all the money in this cash machine. Nobody should collect. Unless you give me money, so you will be collecting money from me. And this is a woman, this is a man they are giving about $200,000 to maintain him a month. But he must do it at least once a week. It's pattern. When they look at, they say the mother, his mother, we go to the village, town center. When the son was one of the main chief, build a house, give a car, the mom will still carry plate, go and sit down in the junction and be begging money. Somebody, they give a car. When the driver say, mommy, let's go, we slap the driver. He must beg. She must beg, sorry. So the son is now doing it. You are going to cry to God. Every pattern that says I must struggle in marriage. Please, when we say struggle in marriage, some of us struggle in a way you don't understand. A young man was talking to me. Loving wife, everything. Loving wife, the wife is not into anything. The husband is not anything. This man will prostrate and beg the wife to sleep with the wife once a month. The wife is, if it's not tired, the back is hurting, the head is hurting, the nail is, she just done her nail, so she cannot sleep with a man. The man will beg, 1 month, he will say, okay, next week. It's a pattern of struggle. And to establish that evil, what will the friend say? Forget the idiot. Go and get somebody else outside. So getting that somebody else doesn't solve the problem. It only compounded the problem. So when I say struggle in marriage, like I said to us on one of the Sunday we are going to deal with it, I want you to just pray generally. Anything that is bringing struggle to my marriage, anything that is not making me to enjoy marital life, oh God, or anything that has been fired ahead of me in my marital life, I break free from it today. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, every arrow of wickedness that has been fired into marriage, Jesus, in my family, in my lally, that does not allow people to enjoy their marriage to the full. Oh God of heaven, set me free today. Put me out of marital struggle. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Whatever the enemy has done, whether it is delay cause, whether it is marital struggle, whether it is children misbehaving, every issue that the enemy has fired into our marriages, because of the home you came from, because of the pattern in your home, we break free from it today. 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 Every pattern, every evil pattern, every wicked pattern, manly can tell you. Every evil pattern fired into our marriage, every wicked pattern fired into our marriage. Lord, we break free from it today. Baba, we break free from it today. Baba, we break free from it today. Baba, we break free from it today. Manko shara barate de de. Ibre de de gede. Ibre de gede. Ibarata da da. Ibagadugudo. Ibre de gede gede. Every yo. Oh, Baladagada, he break it. In Jesus' name we pray. Heaven will deliver you today in the name of Jesus. Jehovah will set you free today in the name of Jesus. Let's go to the next one. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. Every financial arrow fired into my finances. Every arrow fired into my finances that make me to lose money, that make me not to get to the climax of my job, that make me not to maximize my money. Oh God of heaven, set me free today. Set me free today. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every arrow fired into our finances. Mako shogede. Ibre gede gede. Male kotogada. Ile bregede. Every power that make you to gather and they scatter it. Every power that make you to gather and evil forces scatter it. We break free from it today. Baba, we break free from it today. Baba, we break free from it today. Likundaya broko shogede. Ibara da 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 da. We break free from it today. We break for me today. We break for me today. We break for me today. We kakosha legede gede. He buroko togede. He bara da 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 da. Manto yagodo. He brede gede gede gede. He bara da 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 da. He bregede gudo. He bregede gede. He bara da 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 da. We break free for me today. We break for me today. He break koshelegede. Baro toto koto gede. He bara da 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 da. Manto koshogede. Le koto yegada. We break for me today. Every power against our finances. Every power against our gathering of money. We break free from it today. We break free from it today. We break free from it today. Monto yadege. De barada, he break godo godo gada. Manto yande yegede gede gede. He break de 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 de. We break from me today. We break free from me today. We break free from me today. He break de gede gede. He barada da gada. He break de 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 de. He break it. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we pray against this? Every, I still go back to the marriage. Every forces of former polygamy issues. When I say former, you are not polygamous. But in your lineage, they've tried it. They've enjoyed it. Now, when I talk of polygamy, forget official marriage. Most of our parents live that polygamous life. Hallelujah. In fact, polygamy can also be turned into somebody who have children from two women. It's still polygamy. According to the Bible, anybody you have slept with, you have joined with that person. So the effect that polygamy is having on your marital life now, not you as a polygamous, past polygamous. Hallelujah. I've told you in this church so many times. In our family, they don't marry two wives. I think that's one of our uncles that is officially married to three wives. But all other way, they will only have one. But what they will do is either the first one die, they marry the second, or they pursue the first one, marry the second. Right? My dad, the first wife died, they marry my mother. Right? I remember my mother raised all the children of the first wife. They were all little kids. Can I tell you, the one that my mother raised, they don't even want to see me till tomorrow. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. There is not that my father married two wives at the same time. They carry my mother, say, go and look after that old man. But accepting it creates issues for people like me. You are going to pray. Every effect that polygamous has caused in my lineage. Somebody please pray this. Even if you are not praying for yourself, pray for your children. Pray for your children. Pray for your children. A woman was born when the mother was 19. She had her own child when she was 20. Her child had her own when she was 18. What's the difference? The great-grandmother was 19 when he had a grandmother. The grandmother had a child when he was 20, a year above. But the one that was 20, her own child, had her own when she was 18. There's something that established it. Hallelujah. I see somebody be broken free. I see somebody be broken free. Listen to me. Whoever is behind your issues, whoever is behind your issue, even if the person is dead, they will come and carry their wahala today in the name of Jesus. Let evil return back to wickedness in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 7 verse 9, it said, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Every wickedness that is being perpetrated in your race, every wickedness that is happening in your life as a result of somebody, I ask that person to carry their wickedness today in the name of Jesus. I ask God to set you free today in the name of Jesus. I ask God to set you free today in the name of Jesus. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. Whoever started wickedness, whoever started polygamy in my father, in my family line, in my bloodline, that is causing these issues in my marital line, oh God of heaven, by your mercy, deliver me today. By your grace, deliver me today. Whatever they have done that is making it hard for me to get married on time, that is making it hard for me to sustain marriage, Lord, set me free today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Deliver me, O God. Deliver me, O God. Liko shate koto gede gede. Mando ya legede bregede. Set me free, Lord. Set me free, Lord. Set me free, Lord. Set me free, Lord. Everything polygamy has caused in my bloodline. Everything polygamy has caused in my bloodline. Who placed a curse on my bloodline? Which woman was hungered and he placed a curse on my bloodline? Lord, by grace, set me free. 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 Maliga de bregegede. Libre de gede. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Please hold somebody by the hand. Hold somebody by the hand. Only one person. At the end, come on. I want somebody who can pray. You are going to cry to God. The children can hold themselves. Leave the children. You are going to pray. I don't know where the problem of this woman started. But I pray for you. That problem goes out today. Open your mouth, pray for that person. I pray for you. I don't know where that issue started. I don't know who started it. But that problem ends today. Cry to God. I don't know who started it. I don't know who began. I don't know where I started from. But that problem ends today. That problem. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. I don't know where I started. But whoever is behind it, he is going to run mad. Whoever is behind it. Cry to God. Cry to God. Whoever, keep your padas on your knee. Maroko shagada. Let the owner of evil Lord carry their load. Let the owner of evil Lord carry their load. Let the owner of evil Lord carry their load. Whoever started it, let them carry it. Let them carry it. Bekoshala brogodogodo. In Jesus' name we pray. See that same person you are praying for. You are going to pray it with. I agree with you in the spirit. Anything that is delaying your progress, anything that is making you not to manifest. I stand with you in the spirit. I break you free from it today. Open your mouth and pray for that person. I break it today. Everything that is delaying your progress, whatever is not making you to manifest, whatever is making you to work hard and not see results, I break you free from it. I break you loose from it. I break you loose from it. I break you loose from it. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Leave that person, take somebody else. I'm praying something different. Pray, take somebody else. You are going to pray. Listen, let me explain what you are praying with this person. Oh, Lord, Mio. It's in the office. Oh, Lord, Mio. He won him as in GTIA. Now come and pray with somebody. You are going to cry to God. I don't know the incision somebody carry. Please listen. Some of you, nobody has ever do any incision on you. Nobody. But your father carry incision. Or your mother carry incision. Hallelujah. How many of us here, to be sincere, have incision in our body? Okay. We are many. Hallelujah. Some it is not even, it's not bleed. Some it is ass. Okay. I was ministering in Abeokuta, a pastor carried four of his children when trouble of life came. Carried four of his children to Babalawo's house. I'm not saying 10 years ago. Recently. And the Babalawo put them on top of mortar. Oriodo. And they used axe to do incision on the head. One of the children was a graduate. So it's not that they are. You understanding? I pray for you. Whatever will push you to where you don't want to go, it will not happen to you in the name of Jesus. Any power that wants you to put your hand into what you don't want to put your hand to, it will not happen to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are going to pray. Is there any incision in the life of this person that is causing this evil? This is how incision works because of all these our Tokumba children. This is how incision works. They will have powdered some, what do you call it? They will have gathered some substance. They will have made some incantation into it. It's not only in Nigeria they do it. They do it in Benin. They do it in South Africa. They do it in Zambia. It's happening in London. Okay. Then. Hallelujah. So what they do, when they are putting it on the head, in fact, some people, they put it on their private part. Some people, it is their back. Some people, it is their leg. Anywhere. But when they are doing it, they will be making some incantation. The incantation is connecting you to the spirit behind it. There's a spirit behind it. So the incantation is connecting you to what is behind it. So the prayer we are praying today is this. Any power of incision on this man or this woman. When I say power of incision, even if you don't have it, somebody else had it. But if you had it, it's better you pray it. But if the parent of that person had it, it's something. So say with me, my father, my father. My father, my father. Every power of incision that is empowering evil in the life of this person. Oh God of heaven, I redeem him by the blood of Jesus. Pray for that person. Redeem that person by the blood of Jesus. Redeem the person by the blood of Jesus. Every power of incision, everything incision has done in the life of this person, everything incision has done. Maronda yegedegedegede, barotokoshogede. I remove it today. I remove it today. Every power of incision. Maronda. opposition? What was the incantation behind it? What was the power behind it? What was the spirit behind it? Every incantation against the life of this woman, every incantation that is throwing down the life of this man, I break him free today by the power in the blood. I break him free today. I break him free today. Man de godo godo. I break him free today. Every demonic initiation, every demonic initiation that he has initiated this woman into, I break him free today. 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 Every power of his initiation, every power of demonic initiation, I break him free today. 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 He break gede. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Go to somebody else so that we can pray. But this one, we talk about initiation now. Like I told you, I'm taking this mobile. How many of you understand what they call sacrifice? Which country are you from, man? Which country are you from? Nigeria, okay. So you understand that from what we are talking. Do you know what they call sacrifice? You are not sure? You got no idea. Agatha, you look posh. Do you know what they call sacrifice? But you know what sacrifice is? You know, do you know? Okay. Now, there are some, you don't carry it yourself. You have nothing to do with it, but you have seen it where they place it. Do you understand what I'm saying? What do you think they put there for you to see? What do you think they put there for some things? They use it to establish some things. When Abeokuta went to preach recently, I was sitting at the back of the car. The driver said, he said, "These are Olori Bugu. They have brought another sacrifice here." I didn't see it. Luckily, I was sitting at the back. I just started praying in tongues. I didn't even ask where. I just closed my eyes. I'm not interested in seeing it. If I want to deal with it, I can come back and deal with it. But how many passerby issues have we collected? Something that doesn't concern them. And they carry sacrifice in London. And so many sacrifices in London. Go to Barking Market in the conjunction. They just drop it there. Now, anybody who drop it for demonic initiation. They are working with demons, and they want the demon to work on people that saw it. They will tell you the spirit is coming to eat. Which spirit has eaten anything? My father is a ghost. No, not ghost. Blacksmith. So when my father died, they do Ogun worship on his burial ground. He was buried in our living room. So one day, they will now put a keg of wine. They will say the spirit will come and drink overnight. One day, I've told them to stop. They refused to stop. I was not even born again. I sat from night till morning waiting for the spirit that is coming to drink my wine. When there was no spirit that touched it, I carried a point where I told them, nobody does it in my father's house again. And I was still in primary school. What am I saying? But I only dealt it physically. Do I know what happened in this way? I want you to pray for this person. Has any demonic sacrifice had impact in the life of this woman? Oh God, by your blood, remove it, oh God. Whether the one they carry on her behalf, whether because he saw it where they put it, oh God of heaven, deliver this woman, deliver this man. Open your mouth, pray for this person. Every power of demonic demonic sacrifice, every power of demonic sacrifice that has established evil in the life of this man and the life of this woman, I break her free today. I break her free today. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Every demonic sacrifice that is imparted in the life of this person, every demonic sacrifice, I break her free. I break him free. I break him free. Malige de brogo shogede gede. I break him free right now. I break him free right now. I break him free today. I break him free today. I break him free today. Boro da ya ga da 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 da. Ibre da 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 da. Ibara da da da. Ibre ga da. Malikete. I break him free. In Jesus' name we pray. Leave that person and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself and say, I break myself free from every demonic sacrifice that I have seen. Every demonic sacrifice that I walk past, I break myself free. Pray for yourself. Whatever the demonic, I break myself free. Every power, whatever the incantation is meant to do, whatever the sacrifice is meant for, I break myself free. I break myself free. Bogu ebo kebo, tank den tori temi. Oluwa, ma bajeni koka. I break myself free. I set myself loose from every evil sacrifice, every wicked sacrifice. I break myself free. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this one for yourself. I know the time is so, I don't know why we went so fast, like this time is gone. We only have 10 minutes. You are going to pray, I break myself from every bewitchment. Do we know what bewitchment is all about? Somebody give you sweet. You can become a witch from the ordinary taking sweet too. Somebody ordinary little eyes, backo, looking at you. You can become, bewitchment doesn't necessarily let you become a witch. It's the initiate you into a group. It's the court you into something you don't want to be. That is the power of bewitchment. There was a time in Barking, a woman will come with a basket of sweet, and they will be giving it to the children. But as giving it to children, it will be saying all sorts of things, and which is incantation. I think it's from Malaysia or something like that. So at the end of the day, people knew that it was bewitching. It was initiating those children into what they want to be. That is why mothers, when your children go to school, my children know if no matter whoever is doing bad, even if it's your best friend, anything you give to them in school, they will bring it home. When they bring it home, I will pray over it. If my spirit does not allow them to eat it, it's going straight to the bin. I can go and buy you the same thing, but if my spirit does not allow it, you are not eating it. So they knew that we had a birthday. This is what they give me. Pray over it. When I pray over it, they will say, do you want me to eat it or bin it? Hallelujah. If I know what I know now, 20 years ago, my journey will be faster. And that's what I'm praying. Anybody who carry any initiation in their body, anybody who has initiation in their tongues, who has spoken to you to connive you into what you want to be, I break you free from it today in the name of Jesus. Anyone who wake up in the morning, who has put something on their head, who has rubbed a particular concussion in order to control your life, I break you free from it today in the name of Jesus. Every power of bewitchment, every power that wants you to do what you don't want to do, I break you free from it today in the name of Jesus. I break you free from it today in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is controlling you, manipulating your life in the magical world, manipulating your life in the spirit realm, I break you free from it today in the name of Jesus. The power of bewitchment is when they make you to do what you don't want to do. Have you entered some shop? You don't want to buy anything and you buy. Yes, sir. Mama? Wash up. Fair and cocoa. To where? You will spend credit card you don't want to spend. It's bewitchment. You know, one thing is wrong with Christian. One thing is definitely wrong with Christians. The best food we like is Chinese. And you get Chinese will not hide their God. Huh? They will put their God beside where they are collecting your money. And you will still pay. You will still collect the food and see it. Tomorrow it will still hungry you. I've eaten Chinese too. Chinese is the worst food. You will eat two bowls, it no go belly for you. You won't know where you eat it. You will go to Costco, you see Costco, they call it. Pay £20, pay £19. Eat prawn that is extremely salty. But you are going back tomorrow. It's bewitchment. I'm not saying you should not eat it, it's your problem. You will deal with it. We'll continue to pray for you. We'll continue to deliver you. But one day you will deliver yourself. Hallelujah. We are praying against bewitchment. Bewitchment is when somebody uses something to control your life. And let's say bewitchment doesn't stop. It starts something. Am I talking to somebody? That's why I said this is a prayer we pray for a long 3-4 months we'll be on this pattern thing until God set us free. Until God totally set us free. I am tired of hardworking people struggling. People who should not struggle, struggling. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, it said there is error in this world. It said princes walk on the floor and servants are on the horses. And that's what's happening. So we are going to pray against power of bewitchment. Hey, Jesus, I have 5 minutes. Power of bewitchment. So you don't hold anybody, pray for yourself. What power is working on me? I'm explaining so that you pray, you know how to pray. You see, somebody's touched me with something. You know, in Nigeria, they can touch you and your manhood will disappear. They can touch a pregnant woman with something and the pregnancy will disappear. That country is so heavily demonic. Hallelujah. One woman was telling my wife, he said, unless I don't want to collect somebody's husband. He said, the moment I look at the man, it's already mine. Is that not bewitchment? Is that ordinary? Hallelujah. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I come to you today for deliverance from every evil bewitchment. Every bewitchment that is controlling my destiny. Every bewitchment that is controlling my finances. Every bewitchment that is controlling my action, that is making me to do what I should not do, that is making me to spend when I should not spend. Oh God of heaven, deliver me by fire. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Deliver me by fire. Deliver me by fire. Every power of the bewitchment, every power bewitching me, making me to do what I don't want to do. Every power making me to go to where I don't want to go. Ikoshare brekoto yegede. Ibara da 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 da. Ibrokoshale gede gede gede. Manda yogoda. Ibre da 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 da. Ibrokoshale gede gede gede. Every bewitchment. Every bewitchment. Every bewitchment, every bewitchment, controlling my destiny, putting me into the pattern of my father, putting me into the pattern of my mother. I break free from it today. 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 I kasharo bara da 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 da. I grego shogede. I brede de 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 de. I release myself from every evil bewitchment. I release myself from every evil bewitchment. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to pray for you. Listen, in the book of Acts, the Bible mentioned a man, I've forgotten his name. They call him the sorcerer. Who bewitched the whole country? He uses witchcraft to control a whole city. And when Paul came and he saw the power of God, he was telling Paul, why not send to me this power to make me more powerful? But before Paul came, he was in control of the whole city. Let's rise on our feet. Stretch your hand towards the altar. Manto pokoshanda yebaba. Likusha ligada. Every power that has been in charge of your life, every wickedness that has been in charge of your life, every power that has been controlling your life, I bring Jesus into your life. Those power come out today in the name of Jesus. Those power get out of your life today in the name of Jesus. Every evil control, every evil bewitchment, every evil manipulation, it ends in your life today in the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy is doing to manipulate your life, to slow you down, to make you to do what you don't want to do, I break you free from it today in the name of Jesus. Every demonic power that is causing delay in your life, every demonic power that is wasting your time, every demonic power that is wasting your resources, every demonic power that is eating your life, eating your age, eating your years, I torment those power out of your life today in the name of Jesus. I come in the volume of the books. I enter the dark room of your father's house. Every power that is tormenting you, I send them out today in the name of Jesus. Every power that is making you to struggle, I chase them out of your life today in the name of Jesus. Every power that is manipulating your life, I chase them out of your life today in the name of Jesus. I declare you are free. 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 Jehovah will help you. Jehovah will help you. The Holy Spirit will help you. I release fire of God around you. I build a hedge around your life. I build a hedge around your life. I build a hedge around your life. No enemy will stop you. No demonic power will stop you. Nothing will harass you. Nothing will stop you. Nothing will delay you. In the name of Jesus, every power hiding behind something to terrorize your joy, every power hiding behind the dark room to take away your goodness, every power hiding somewhere to take away the strength of your figure, I destroy them today in the name of Jesus. I destroy them today in the name of Jesus. I release the power of Holy Ghost upon your life. I release the fire of Holy Ghost. The wicked will not overcome you. The wicked will not take over your life. The wicked will not destroy you. Your joy will last. 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 The enemy will not win over you. The enemy will not win over you. The enemy will not overpower you. The enemy will not overpower you. In the name of Jesus. Once again, I pray concerning bewitchment. Any force, any power, any man, any woman, anyone born of a woman or taken out of a woman that is manipulating your life through bewitchment, that is making you to do what you don't want to do, that is making you to spend money where you don't want to spend money. Every power of bewitchment that is making you to waste your resources, that is making you to waste your time, that is making you to invest where you don't want to invest, I break you free from it today in the name of Jesus. I break you from it today in the name of Jesus. Every bewitchment that is saying like father, like son, like mother, like daughter, that you will follow the same pattern of your mother, that you will follow the pattern of your bloodline, I break you free from it today in the name of Jesus. That chain in your leg is broken. That chain is broken. That chain is broken. You are free. You are free. You are free. I set you free in the name of the Father. I set you free in the name of the Son. I set you free in the name of the Holy Spirit. Receive your total freedom. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. As I was praying,